Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarich, our first topic of Halacha for Daf Samach Aleph is the topic of Tefillin. A Chiyuv every moment of the day or once a day. The Gemara had told us on the bottom of Samach Aleph that one is not allowed to pass behind the shul lest it appear while the tzibur is davening and not go inside, lest it appear that one is chas v'chalil being kofer, rejecting the tefillah and ignoring the tefillah because one chas v'chalil does not believe in it. The Gemara says there are exceptions to the rules. The Gemara gives a few exceptions. One exception is whether the fellow is wearing tefillin or not. If he's wearing tefillin, so then in such a case he does not appear like a kofer. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph explains, Mochichin olav, the fact that he's wearing tefillin proves shu roidif mitzvahs, that he runs after mitzvahs, ve'eno mimavatle hatfila, and not someone who would be mevatel tefillah. So the tefillin being on top of him says something extremely positive about him. He's someone who's roidif after mitzvahs. Mishnah Berurah and Simin Sadi Sif Katan Chav Dalet says, Nirish Ol Malchus Alav Velo Yavo Lechoshto. It appears that the Ol Malchus Shamayim is above him. Tur is quoted as saying that it is clear that he is not a kofer if he's wearing tefillin. This halacha, especially according to Rambam, is quite striking. Here we're talking about someone who had davened already. Nevertheless, someone who wears tefillin, the Rambam describes as someone who's rodef achar mitzvahs. He runs after mitzvahs. It is well known that our great Rebbe, Rav Nevenzel Shlita, when he was younger, would wear tefillin most of the day, if not all of the day, and many of his Talmidim follow in this path as well. Rav Nevenzel expresses this halacha in his additions to Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes the following chiddush lahalacha from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, his Rebbe, our grand Rebbe. And that is, that if someone had a p'tur, a reason that he could not wear tefillin before davening, and he davened without tefillin, he's allowed to eat even after he puts the tefillin on, because of the following rationale. Because, ki b'chol rega ika chiyuv chodosh l'haniach tefillin. Every moment on the day is a new mitzvah to put on tefillin, va'afilu l'misha nichan kvar, even if he already had put on the tefillin. And if we're going to prohibit someone to eat, before they put on tefillin, then they won't be allowed to eat the entire day. This is how our Rebbe quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in regards to someone eating before putting on tefillin. Rav Nevenzel inferred, therefore, that his Rebbe held that every moment has a chiyuv, a mitzvah kiyumis, a chiyuv to fulfill the mitzvah kiyumis of wearing tefillin, the mitzvah, ukshartam los al yedecha, fayulato tafas beinecha. I know myself, coming from the United States, I never thought of tefillin outside of the context of tefillah. However, if one thinks about it, the mitzvah of tefillin is not directly related to tefillah, except for the fact that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin, because you're like, as if you're being meyud edus sheker. The only p'tur I've heard from Rav Nevenzel that exists is if someone is afraid that he won't be able to keep his concentration on tefillin, which is a legitimate chashash, or he won't be able to keep his body clean. It is for this reason that Rav Nevenzel then goes further. Aside from encouraging people to wear tefillin during the day, he argues that during tefillah, there's really no excuse not to wear tefillin at all. Because at the end of the day, during tefillah, you're not allowed to be mesiach das from tefillah, as well as you're not allowed to have a guf she'eino naki. So there's no excuse, if you will, according to Rav Nevenzel, for not wearing tefillin during davening. This will fit well into the position of the Rambam that we saw in our Gemara. The Rambam describes that someone who wears tefillin, it's not just simply that he's not a kofer, or that he's mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It's also that he's being rodef achar mitzvahs. He looks like someone who runs after mitzvahs. Now, one can understand that the Rambam is saying that he dresses in a way that appears like people who run after mitzvahs. However, one can understand that the Rambam is saying something more as well. And that is that he's actually running after the mitzvah, that he's not satisfied with simply putting on the tefillin once a day. He's looking for every moment of the day to be mekayim, what Rav Nevinzal went so far as to call, from the name of his Rebbe, kibachol rega ikachi of chadosh laniach tefillin, that there is an independent chiyuv. It's interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Sadi Sif Yud Beis suggests that our Gemara applies even to someone who's carrying his talis and tefillin, because that shows that he is an Oved Hashem. One would argue that according to Rav Nevinzal's Havana, one could clearly say that the Rambam would not agree with this position of the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is that it's the wearing of the tefillin itself that shows that someone is right de fachar mitzvahs. According to Rav Nevinzal, that would mean that he's running to fulfill every moment of the day the mitzvah of ukshartim los ayidecha vayulatol tafas bein einecha. Obviously, in Yerushalayim, it is easier, convenient, more accepted to fulfill this halacha before one takes this on. In fact, Rav Nevinzal told me a Talmud that had asked him about wearing tefillin in another yeshiva, Rav Nevinzal said that he should get permission first from the Rosh Yeshiva, that needs to be taken into account many other factors before one adopts this shita ad hasof. Of course, wearing in public as well has other issues connected to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the siyata d'shmaya to be mekayim properly, that we shouldn't just simply put on our tefillin by rote, but rather we should mekayim the essence, that it should go on our yad and our lave and in our rosh.